Hey there, today is Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author, blogger, and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I've faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. Haha. Today, I'm going to tell you about a place that I went, and possibly a little bit about what's on my mind. So, not too far from me. I'm going to say maybe an hour, but I'm actually not too sure. There is a place called Fort Ticonderoga. It is in upstate New York. It's got beautiful scenery, and it is filled with history. So, today's podcast is titled History at Fort Ticonderoga. So we went there to watch some reenactments. We went on Saturday with some of our family members. And something that I did not realize. So we all know about the Declaration of Independence. Well, I mean, everybody in America should. I would assume that the entire world at this point, for the most part, knows about the Declaration of Independence. I mean, this is where we got our independence from England. Thank you. So, you know, the papers were all written in 1776 and all that stuff. And it's all great. So here's something interesting, though. What I didn't realize is that at Fort Ticonderoga, where there was the French and Indians were fighting and the British were fighting and the Americans were fighting and all this stuff. And, you know, lands going back and forth between people. What I did not realize was that it took 1 month for the Declaration of Independence, that long piece of paper, to go from where it was written to New York. And, you know, I actually don't know why I didn't know this. Well, I guess because I just didn't know that. Whatever. Anyway, putting my thoughts to the side. So it took a month after that was written to get from, okay, I got to remember my history. I believe it was written in Pennsylvania. I could be totally off on that, but that's got to be where it was written. Sorry if I don't remember even my own history. It's been a long morning. Anyway, from there, it was taken to Fort Ticonderoga. And I don't remember what they said about why it was taken there, but it did take a month from the day that it was written and everything was declared for it to get to Fort Ticonderoga. I believe that is what I heard. And I did not know this at all. So they were celebrating the Declaration of Independence at Fort Ticonderoga on Saturday. That was, I think it was August 3rd or 4th, because it was the celebration of the Declaration of Independence. And it was great. You know, we got to watch them show us how they do the guns and all that stuff. And it was great. The guy read the Declaration of Independence, which is quite long, I might add. And everything was going great. And then he came downstairs and he wanted to talk to us more. And I thought, oh, great. This guy is, you know, still in character and all this stuff. We're going to hear a little bit more history. And he wanted to talk about the freedom of people. Unfortunately, he did not actually talk about the freedom of people. He only wanted to talk about the freedom of white man, not mankind, which what is the entire Declaration of Independence is about freedom for mankind, not just white men. So when he started to go off on this, I was like, seriously? Okay. He went off on this woke tantrum. And, you know, a lot of people around me were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, that is incredibly stupid. Just so as you know, the woke agenda was not around in 1776. Nowhere near around 1776. People were just happy to have their freedom from England. That's it. Okay? All men created equally. You thank Abraham Lincoln for that one. But woke had absolutely nothing to do with 1776. This guy should never have put any of that stuff in his speech. I don't know why he did that. You know, when you're addressing character for something like the Declaration of Independence and you're teaching American history, you can't put liberalism in there. You can't put wokeism in there because that has absolutely nothing to do with the Declaration of Independence. It has absolutely nothing to do with 1776. It has nothing to do with our forefathers. I think this has only been around for, I don't know, little over 4 years. Maybe a little bit longer than that, but I don't think so. But can we just stick to the facts? When you're dressed in costume for Ticonderoga and you want to share our history and explain the Declaration of Independence, explain freedom, explain all that, keep to the facts. Because that was not appreciated one little bit by that man. I mean, putting all that to the side, Fort Ticonderoga is a really cool place to visit. Like, you get to walk around the fort. You get to see how they do the guns. And there's a whole bunch of cannonballs that you can see and all that stuff. And there's the inside where there's a whole bunch of different relics and stuff like that you could take a look at. I mean, overall, Fort Ticonderoga is really cool to see. And the scenery is absolutely beautiful. I mean, you've got the two waters to look at, and it's great. So if you're visiting upstate New York, or, you know, if you're in the surrounding area, I would definitely visit the Fort Ticonderoga, because there is definitely history there, without a doubt, and it is nice to walk around. I mean, George Washington and a bunch of other men walked through that gateway that everybody gets to walk through to go and check out the barracks. That's pretty cool when you get to there and you see this plaque and it tells you all of the important men that walked through there to get to the barracks or to do whatever they needed to do. George Washington, I think Ben Franklin might have been on there, and so many other important historic men. That is cool. That should be what is talked about. So overall, I would say, if you can visit Fort Ticonderoga, it is worth going into. They've got a picnic area, so you could have a picnic there with your family. There is, you know, a gift shop, so you could buy something for your little ones. It's absolutely beautiful, the view. The only setback I had for Saturday was after the man, all dressed in his costume, read the Declaration of Independence. That was great. It wasn't until he got down in front of everybody and started going off on his woke tantrum that I was like, yeah, that has absolutely nothing to do with 1776, and that has absolutely nothing to do with the Declaration of Independence. Please, if you're going to want to teach people about the Declaration of Independence and American history, teach it the proper way, the right way, with facts, historic facts. Don't put anything else in there that does not need to be in there, because that's wrong. And it's not fair to the people who actually want to learn. That's what I gotta say. Otherwise, putting all that aside, like, seriously, stop putting all this woke stuff and liberalism into things that they don't need to be in. It's wrong. It's not appreciated by people who actually want to learn the truth. And just leave it out of the fort. Leave it out of history, because it doesn't belong there. And putting all that aside, I just want to say that Fort Ticonderoga is worth visiting, just putting all that other stuff aside. You got to. So that's my opinion. Of course, you could have your own opinion. And, you know, I tell you, when the guy asked about the Declaration of Independence and what it was for and all this stuff, my husband shouted out, "For mankind." And you should have seen the dirty look that my husband got from the guy dressed in that costume and getting ready to give his splur. And then some other dude down from us said, "White man." And the guy in his costume was like, "Yes." And I'm like, seriously, you give my husband a dirty look, but you agree with the man that says it's just for the white man? That ticked me off, and I would have walked out, but I knew the rest of my family wasn't going to follow me, just because we wanted to hear about history. That's it. Okay. I had to get that out. Sometimes I feel like my podcasts are the best way for me to get this out because I know there's other people out there that agree like I do, like my husband does, and I know my family does, and I know there's so many more people out there. I also know there are people out there that disagree with me, and that is so, it's okay. So as long as you don't curse at me, it's okay. I just had to get that out there. So like I said, one last time, if you would like to visit Fort Ticonderoga, it is worth it, so long as that man doesn't do what he did again. But you will love the scenery. The scenery is absolutely gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I just want to tell you that I do enjoy visiting Fort Ticonderoga. I love learning about history. I think technically, I love learning about anybody's history. It's not just American history. I love learning about Irish history, English history, Israeli history, Greek history, Egyptian history, Syria, any place. I actually love learning about history. So as long as you tell me the truth, I love learning about it. So that's that. I do hope you enjoyed my podcast. I hope it was informative. I know I went off on my little banter. I would tell you that I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry because it really annoyed me what that guy did. He should not have done that. But even with that, well, not even with that, I enjoyed the history part, the actual history part. So if you like history, Fort Ticonderoga is a good place to go. If you love upstate New York, that is a good place to go. If you love the mountain views and the lake views, that's a good place to go. Yeah, I think that's it. Before I start to have to clear my throat an awful lot, I do want to thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope it made sense to you. If I annoyed you, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to annoy you, but I did need to get my voice out there about that because it ticked me off. But at the same time, Fort Ticonderoga is pretty cool to visit. So, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can. Although after all that, you may not want to, which I would totally understand. But I'm sorry. My Twitter handle is at SRKBear. My YouTube channel is Kat and Smith. That is KatAndSmith. I have a brand new short out there on our writing pad app if you would like to check that out. And, you know, school is open. Like a lot of people are going back to school. So that's good for that. I'm on LinkedIn. My blog is KathleenSmith.org. And yes, I actually have a new blog for you to read. It is all about Blarney Castle. It's a tourist trap, and yet it's actually worth going to. That's pretty much the title, too, so you can check that out. My podcast you're listening to is Kathleen's Corner. And Bears with Apps is on Twitter. You can follow me at Bears with Apps. I've got books for you to read. They are Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate, and Miscarriage is My Story. You can find my books on my blog. You can find my apps over at bearswithapps.com. We have mostly educational apps. So with school starting, if your kids need help with practicing their writing, their letters and numbers, we have an app for that. We've got the kids' writing pad, and we've got the kids' writing pad mini. If your little ones are learning math, if they're learning how to add, we've got an adding app for you. If they're learning how to multiply, we have a multiplying app for you. Division, subtraction, all that, we've got it for you. If your little ones need to remember how to spell, if they need to practice their spelling, we've got a spelling app for you. We have a game, Money Pit. It's pretty simple to play. Really, it is. Give that a shot. And all of our apps can be found over at bearswithapps.com. Oh, yeah, we've got cash registers. People love our cash registers. People in Korea, in Bulgaria, in Canada, in the United Kingdom, so many different places, in Italy. For some reason, people love our cash register apps. We've got one cash register app that has four different cash registers that you can choose from. We've got a ton of the cash register app, and we've got cash register for kids. I don't know why. People love these apps. But hey, please keep getting them. It's just You know, they're fun for your children to play with. And for some reason, the kids absolutely love pressing the numbers, watching the drawer open, and playing with the money. So there you go. Those are our apps, and I hope everybody enjoys them. And hey, money-back guarantee. So if for some reason you don't like the app, you can return it. Or if you would like to see something improved, please let us know, and we'll try to do our best. Okay, I'm done. I don't know if there's anything else to say, but I do know that I am over 15 minutes, and I always try to stay under 15 minutes. Didn't do that great today, but I hope you enjoyed my podcast. I hope you understand what I was talking about, and I hope it didn't annoy you, and I also hope that somebody maybe agreed with me. I don't know. I just want to get my voice out there because, you know, everybody wants to get their voice out there. So this is how I'm doing it right now. Hopefully, my next podcast, well, definitely, my next podcast will be about someplace that I went. It will be. I can almost 100% guarantee that because I got some exciting things coming up real, real soon. So be ready and get ready for those upcoming podcasts where I get to tell you about a place that I've been, and it's going to be fun and exciting. Okay, so wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night, and I will be back when I'm back. And thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. Bye-bye.